Mary, who had been so close to Jesus, who had spent so much time following him, listening to him preach, listening to him speak, eating with him, being that other disciple who is not included in the 12, but certainly was very much a part of his ministry. And yet, when she saw him resurrected, she did not recognize him. You ever run into somebody that you know in a different context? Maybe you haven't seen them for a while. Maybe they've shaved. Maybe they've put on a little weight. Maybe they've changed their hairstyle. Maybe they've got different clothes on from what you're used to. And you don't recognize them. You go, I know that person, but... And then maybe they say something or do something, and you go, oh, of course. We've all done that. But we think that it's odd that Mary would not recognize Jesus because she was looking for him. She sought him in the tomb, but what she expected to find was a dead body. Not a resurrected Savior. Not a resurrected Christ. She was shocked. No doubt the process of resurrection, not to mention the pain and suffering that he had gone through in his crucifixion, had changed him. We know from later accounts that there were scars on his hands and on his side. This horrible thing that he had gone through would certainly change anyone. I had an occasion a few years back. I was at a fellowship dinner in Joaquina. And Joaquina is not a very big community. And I ran into an old friend, colleague, a woman that I had worked with at the ambulance service in Monticello years before. And she walked up to me, and she's not very tall, and she walked up to me, she looked up at me, and she said, "You're George Potter, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." She says, "I wouldn't have recognized you. You don't look like the same person at all." Well, when she had known me, I had not gotten back in the church. I had not cleaned up my life. God had not cleaned up my life. And I was not the same person. I said, "You're right. I'm not the same person." She says, "It's so good to see you." And I said, "It's so good to be here." We're changed by the experiences we have. We're changed by experiencing Christ. We're changed. You see someone who's been using drugs for years, and they don't look like the person you knew in high school, in college, at all. You see someone that you knew when they were using drugs, and they've gotten cleaned up and changed their lives and been sober for years, and they won't look like the person that you saw in the hospital, you saw on the street. Their experiences have changed them. How much more must those experiences that Christ suffered for us have changed him? But then the question comes, can we recognize Jesus if he comes in unexpected clothes or unexpected ways? Because you see, Jesus ascended into heaven so that his Spirit might be able to live in us. In all of us. And if that Spirit lives in us, then when we meet someone else who has that Spirit within them, we should recognize him in them. Do we recognize Jesus in each other? It's easy to recognize Jesus in the people you meet in church. It's easy to recognize Jesus in the people that you meet in worship. Because you're looking for him. You expect him to be there. I see Jesus in you, in each of you. Mother Teresa said she could see Jesus in everybody. And the person who was interviewing her asked her, "Now I know that you deal with some difficult people. What about those difficult people? Isn't it hard for you to see Jesus in the difficult people?" And she says, "That's just my Lord in his difficult clothes." Wow, what a spirit. What a vision. I can't always see past the difficult. I can't always see past, you know, it's hard to see Jesus in people sometimes. It's hard to see that Spirit, especially when they have not recognized that Spirit within them. I met a man the other day who seemed like a really nice guy. We were having a conversation about plants and gardening and that sort of thing, which we both have an interest in. And I said something about being a pastor, and he says, "Oh, you believe in all that God stuff." And I went, "Uh-oh." Here's somebody who doesn't believe. And what I wanted to tell him, which I later thought I should have told him, is that it's okay if you don't believe in God, but if God didn't believe in you, you wouldn't be here. You know? Do we look for Jesus when we're out in the world? Do we look for Him in other people? Do we seek Him in the faces of the people we meet? Can we recognize Jesus in a Hawaiian shirt? Somebody asked me, "Oh, yeah, I like that Hawaiian shirt." And I said, "Yeah, I'm celebrating." He said, "What you celebrating?" I said, "My life in Christ." "Well, yeah, all right." If we're Easter people, maybe we should wear flowers all the time. Now, I'm not saying all you guys have to go out and buy Hawaiian shirts. I know that's not necessarily your style, but we should have that Easter spirit in our hearts all the time. The people that I love to see Jesus in are the ones who are out there doing hard jobs and still allowing Christ to show through them. Can you see Jesus in the prison guard? Not very often, but sometimes there's guards out there who let him show through. Can you see Jesus in the prisoner? Not very often, but sometimes you see him in those people who are locked up. And sometimes you wonder if they're not more free than some of the people who are wandering around outside who seem to be so caught up in the sin and worldly stuff that makes them truly prisoners. To be set free from sin and death is why He died for us. Do we act like we have been set free, or do we still act like we are prisoners struggling through this world? We should be dancing with joy at the idea of our forgiveness. Can we see Jesus in camo? Can we see Jesus in homeless people? Can we see Jesus everywhere we go, everyone we meet? Comprende Jesus en español? Not very well. I don't habla much español. But I try. Christ appears to us in a myriad of guises, gives us a myriad of opportunities to see Him in each other. Our job is to be those Easter people who try and fill our lives to overflowing with that Holy Spirit that He promised us. And then to recognize that Spirit that flows through other people as well. So on this Easter Sunday, I ask you, can you recognize our Lord Jesus?